Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second, the shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting second, the right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third, the center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Weatherly moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Heath moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pitlock moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Nagel moves to third. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nagel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lodigiani. Keltner moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Hayes scores. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Joe Dobson now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lodigiani strikes out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel misplays the ball. That's an error on Nagel. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Nagel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nagel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Nagel reaches third base with a triple. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Grimes applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Chubby Dean now pitching. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. Weatherly scores. Chapman moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards second. Nagel fields it and throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Grimes steals second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.